So let's review. Our shiur began by the Gemara continuing to explain the various terms mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis. The Mishnah had said that Rechelim, sheep, can go out on Shabbos while Kavulois Uchvunois. The Gemara defines each term. Chavulois is having the tails of the females tied down to prevent the males from mounting them. Chavunois is the covering they put on a baby lamb to keep its wool white, from which to make clay mailers very fine and clean wool. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah. There are three opinions amongst the Tanoim, whether an animal can go out with something wrapped on its udders, and the three Remachlekes Amirom had a Pascha. Rav Amr Liyavish Mutter B'loy L'chalav. Rav clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda that if it's there to dry up the milk, it is Mutter. If it's to catch the milk, it is Aser. As explained on the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda agrees in principle with the Tanna Kamma that all these things are not a Maser. However, they are only permitted if tied well. Otherwise, we are concerned that it might fall off and they will carry it. Shmuel Amar, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh Aser. Shmuel definitely paskins that regardless of its purpose, it is forbidden. But we are not sure if it is because Shmuel simply holds like Rabbi Yossi that it is a Maser, or that in principle he holds like the Tanna Kamma, that it's not a Maser, and it would be permissible if the intent is Liabish. But he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh, who says, Mi mapis eiz Liabish v'eiz l'chalav. Since one cannot tell what the intent is, people will act leniently, and therefore we forbid both cases. Ki aser Rav and Amar b'yechanan, halacha k'Tanna Kamma. Ravan holds like the Tanna Kamma that regardless of the purpose of having the pouch on the udders, it is permissible. We continue with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Uvameh eina yitze. Lo yitze gomel b'metutelis. A camel may not go out, as the Gemara with Rashi explains, with a type of cushion that is placed between the strap and the camel in the area under the tail to protect the skin. The concern here is that it might fall off and be carried. A camel may also not go out. Loy akud v'loy rogel. There's a machlekes in the Gemara as to the meaning of akud. Either the foreleg and hind leg are tied together, similar to Akedas Yitzchok, or the two forelegs, or the two hind legs are tied together. Rogel means that the lower leg is bent up and tied to the upper leg, leaving the camel standing on three legs. This is done to keep it from running away. The concern here is either that it might fall off, or that it's a maser. The Mishnah continues. Layikshu gemalim zeh bezeh v'yimshech, aval machnes chaval matuch yodai v'yimshech ubevach layikrech. One should not tie camels to one another and pull them, but he may hold the leashes of all the camels together, provided he does not wrap it around his hand. The Gemara concludes that several concerns need to be addressed when leading camels. The camels should not be tied to each other because it appears as if they are being led to the market. The leashes should not be wrapped and tied around one's hand to avoid problems of shotness. The leash should not be hanging more than a tefach out of his hand, so as not to appear as if he's carrying a rope without any attachments to the camels. The leash between the person and the animal should be held at least a tefach above the ground, otherwise it looks like the animal is carrying an unused rope, which would be a maser. The next Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis listed many items that an animal may not go out wearing them, most of them for fear that it will fall off and be carried on Shabbos. We will list them with the explanations and reasons given in the Gemara. They include Mardas Bizman She'en Kashur Loi, a saddlecloth that was not tied to it from before Shabbos, because then it does not seem to be a necessary malbush of the animal. V'loi Bezug Afa Pishu Pakuk, a bell, even if it is stuffed with cloth to keep it from ringing, because it appears as if it's being taken to the market. V'loi Besulim Shebet Savar, a brace around its neck to keep it from turning its head to scratch a wound which might fall off. A strap which is wrapped around its leg to protect it from knocking into another leg. This too might fall off. Chickens may not go out with identifying strings or nor with straps on their legs which are meant to shorten their strides. Rams may not go out with the little wagons that protect their tails. The sheep may not go out chanunis. The Gemara gives three definitions of the term chanunis. Rav Acha bar Ula Kamedri of Chizda says, we put soft oil-soaked material on its forehead until its wool grows back. The Gemara is bothered by this. Im kain asisa marukva. This animal is being treated with the honor that is normally reserved for marukva. In other words, people generally do not pamper their animals to that extent. Rav Papa bar Shmuel Kamedri of Chizda says, we put oil-soaked cloth on its head and womb during the birthing process to keep the animal warm. This troubles the Gemara too, Because Asisa Yalta, we are pampering the animal as if it were Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says it means that we take a splinter of chanan wood and stick it into the nostrils of the animal so that it will sneeze and all bugs will come off the head. This is not necessary to do for males because their bugs are removed when they butt each other. The Mishnah continues, Ve'en ha'egel yitzu begimon. A calf may not go out with a small yoke, which is used to train it to bend its head and accept a yoke. V'loi par ba'er ha'kuper. A cow may not go out with a skin over its udders, which was used to prevent rodents from sucking its milk. V'loi b'ritzu shebin karnea. A cow may not go out with a strap between its horns. The Gemara explains, according to Rav, the strap is forbidden regardless whether it is for decoration, because cows do not typically wear these straps for decoration, or whether it's to control the animal, because a cow does not need to be restrained. Therefore, the strap is considered to be a maser. According to Shmuel, it is forbidden if worn for decoration, but permitted if worn for the purpose of controlling the cow. As we learned above on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Shmuel holds halacha kechananya, that calling to Rusi Sirosa Loyamrina Masahu, an excessive restraint is not a burden. The Mishnah concludes, Parasis shall Rebelaza ben Azariah hoisa yitzis beritsua shabin karnao shaloy betzin chacham. The cow of Rebelaza ben Azariah would go out with a strap between its horns against the will of the chacham. The Gemara points out that of course Rebelaza ben Azariah had a lot more than just one cow, for it is well known that Rebelaza ben Azariah was extremely wealthy. His Meister Behema would consist of 12,000 calves, which represents 10% of the calves born to his herd in one season. Rather, loy shaloy hoisa, el shal shcheinasa hoisa. This cow actually belonged to his neighbor. But since he did not protest, it is referred to as his cow. By relating this story, the Mishnah wants to teach us the following lesson. One who could have prevented somebody else from sinning, but chose to remain silent, is held responsible for the other person's sin.